Hi, this is Jackson Fong, and this is day 6 of our audio devotions in the series The Me I Want to Be, and this is dealing with week 3, day 6. We've been talking about redeeming our time and different ways to do that, and part of that is in dealing with temptation. Today we're going to be looking at the idea of the hope and perspective that we have in dealing with temptation. We'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. But before we do that, if you would, join me in prayer. Dear God, thanks so much for today. Thank you for our time together and the possibilities that you have for us in dealing with the temptations and the issues and the difficulties that we have. As we sometimes need desperately to have your hope and perspective in dealing with temptation, we ask that you would give that to us now. Thanks, God. We ask and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, we've been talking about this idea of when a masterpiece is put together, it requires time. And masterpieces, as they require time, they require energy. They require effort. And the temptation in working a masterpiece, many times, often than not, is to give up. Is to listen to the critics. Is to listen to your body crying out in fatigue. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, there are all sorts of examples of things that had happened in the past. Past struggles, past issues, past difficulties. And in this particular passage, we'll see how God calls to us to respond. Let's look at verse 1, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. I don't want you to forget, dear brothers and sisters, about our ancestors in the wilderness long ago. All of them were guided by a cloud that moved ahead of them, and all of them walked through the sea on dry ground. In the cloud and in the sea, all of them were baptized as followers of Moses. All of them ate the same spiritual food, all of them drank the same spiritual water. For they drank from the spiritual rock that traveled with them, and that rock was Christ. Yet God was not pleased with most of them, as their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. These things happened as a warning to us, so that we would not crave evil things as they did, or worship idols as some of them did. As the scriptures say, the people celebrated with feasting and drinking, and they indulged in pagan revelry. And we must not engage in sexual immorality as some of them did, causing 23,000 of them to die in one day. Nor should we put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and then died from snake bites. And don't grumble as some of them did, and were destroyed by the angel of death. These things happened to them as examples for us. They were written down to warn us who live at the end of the age. Now, as we look at all these different examples that are being brought up, there's all sorts of different possibilities. And each one of these have all sorts of different things that we can just take time to look at. But for us, we're going to focus on the next several verses. Verse 12. If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience, and God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. And when you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure. We're going to stop here for a second. Verse 12, if you think you're standing strong, be careful not to fall. A lot of times, as we deal with temptations and issues, we hear a lot about other people's issues. And it's really easy to say we would never do that. Unfortunately, there are countless times in my life where I thought, I'll never do that. I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to mess up in this way or that way. And sometimes, because I got so caught up in looking to myself, I missed the temptation in front of me. I missed the pitfall in front of me. I miss God reaching out His hand to help me bypass a temptation. And I fell. And I made a mistake. And sometimes I blew it. And sometimes I blew it really big. Verse 13, the temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. the temptations that we experience are so close to what others in our lives experience. They're so close to what people in the Bible experience. These stories are given to us as encouragement, as warning, as instruction. And the passage again says, "And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. But when you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure." It's not if, it's when. We're all faced by the temptations all the time. They're going to happen. But God promises to give us ways out. God promises to enable us. The question is, are we looking? Are we looking for God's hand in the midst of it? Are we looking for God's answer in the midst of it? And will we take it when He shows it to us? These are hard questions, but these are good ones. I think it's really important that we take time, that we make the time to remember that God has hope for us, but also for us to keep the perspective that all of us struggle and all of us can fall. Unfortunately, daily I make mistakes. Daily I don't give God everything I need to. Daily I fail. But I don't have to. I can fail less, and so can you. But we gotta look, we gotta listen, and then we gotta accept it. There are all sorts of different things and all sorts of different ways for us to do that. There are certain things in life you might need to let go of. As you continue reading in this chapter, you may discover some things you might need to let go of, some practices you might need to stop. At the same time, you might feel a little stifled, you might feel a little stuck, you might feel a little trapped. The beautiful thing in our relationship with God, the amazing thing about the possibilities that God gives to us, the hope that He gives to us as believers, is that He gives us freedom. Freedom to live life to its fullest. If you continue reading through this chapter, you'll discover that. There are so many different options that'll come to play. I'd encourage you to take some time and look into it. Read through 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Look into the possibilities of the hope that God gives. Broaden your perspective to be like God's as you read through this chapter. At the same time, there'll be additional hopes and possibilities that are available. And some of those you can encounter as you look through the resources that we offer at cefcyouth.com. But I'd encourage you, focus on the passage. Focus on the passage. Ask God to speak to you and see what He brings up. As we continue through this study and through the series and through the possibilities, I'd encourage you, don't miss out on what God has for you. God loves you. God desires to give you some amazing things. I hope you have an incredible rest of the day. Know you're loved, and you never have to be alone. God bless.